You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with our book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of our upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We have a return guest, Lisa Williams, who is also one of our authors in our business leaders book. She's been on the show before a couple of times, I believe. And today we are announcing the launch of her podcast, the Dream Big Nation podcast. So first off, Lisa, just want to say, hey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Adam. He is my podcast papa. We just decided to call him that.
Oh, my God. You're too kind, and I am so excited to talk about your podcast today. I mean, I've listened to the first couple episodes. I remember hearing your first episode where I was extremely touched, and I'm like, oh, man, why is it my podcast is good? So we're gonna get into that. But before we do, I don't want to assume that all of our new listeners and new subscribers have heard some of your previous episodes we've done together. So let's just start off with you giving a little bit of your background on what you're doing over at Lisa Williams Co., please.
Okay, super. So first of all, thank you so much for having me, Adam. And I want to just give you a quick praise because you've been brilliant. You've been an amazing coach and just helping create awareness around what a podcast can do to help you in your business. So a little bit about me, 25 years veteran recruiter in technology and financial services. Never dreamed of having my own business. So for those of you that are in transition right now, I'm almost 50, so it definitely is never too late. I was fortunate to have a wonderful career I was blessed with, helped a lot of people, but found myself in a point of transition about 2.5 years ago and started a side gig quite by accident in financial education, which I am very passionate about. And as a result of that, just immersed myself in this amazing world of business builders and fellow entrepreneurs and have just discovered so many ways for families to create alternate income streams for themselves. I've always been a big believer in having different income baskets. I've done it my whole career. Traditionally, it was more the real estate or, you know, particular investing space. But now I've really started to focus on businesses and assets that you can actually produce income from. So that's really our mission at Lisa Williams Co. We're on a mission to empower, equip, and inspire 1 million people to hire themselves. We found that mission statement just a few months ago, I think since we last talked, Adam. And I just want to really share with you again, Adam, how blessed that I've been to know you and how much I appreciate your mentoring. And for those listening, if you're thinking about a podcast, Adam is just a brilliant podcast papa, or I heard also pod father.
Oh my gosh, stop, Lisa. I'm done.
This is not a commercial for me, by the way, everybody listening. I want, we're going to get into Lisa's podcast and we're going to, but one other question I do want to ask you about Lisa Williams Co. though. So what are the, cause at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave your website, contact information, all that good stuff. Cause I want people to check out your site cause you do great work. What are the right types of clients that are typically a good fit to work with you and your team?
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful question. So it could be people like myself, been blessed with a corporate career that, you know, enabled their family to do well in California, which is not an easy task considering the crazy expenses we have here. And just are looking for something else, you know, they always thought about creating something for themselves, providing a legacy for their family, something they can, you know, grow together. Also, it might be somebody, I'm working, for example, with a lot of stay-at-home moms. They've spent some time at home, or even dads, actually. I have one dad I'm working with. They've spent some time at home. It's time for some me time, but the appeal of corporate just isn't quite what it once was. So they're really considering these home-based business options, which there's so many opportunities in that space. I actually have a couple of new graduates that I'm working with right now, which is really fun. And I'm, you know, really our mission is to help people consider hiring themselves, whether they do it part-time, in addition to what they may do, you know, full-time, or even, you know, I work with some people that are just those serial entrepreneurs. And they've been more in a solopreneur world, and they're looking for a community to plug into. We have a lot of different groups. In fact, I have a coaching cohort that's starting on October 16th. We're going to be meeting for 12 weeks together. It's going to be a support group of fellow entrepreneurs or people like me that are working on making that brave leap from corporate into hiring themselves, and providing that accountability and support group. And our business at the moment, we're representing on our business marketplace 10 companies that are business in a box, opportunities for people to evaluate in a safe place. I've vetted all of these companies personally. I believe in their mission. They all have an underlying education platform to them, which is one of the things that I look for in partnering with the company. And ultimately, at the end of the program, you'll have a really good idea of what the mindset is required to move from employee to business builder. And you'll have evaluated a lot of companies in one fell swoop. I think Adam would probably agree with me. It's way easier to be an employee. In my opinion, it's just not as fun. So you'll at least have an idea of what it takes to build a business, and you'll have made an educated decision about several companies that could be a good fit for you.
That's awesome. Let's get into this podcast. So Dream Big Nation podcast. First off, what was the inspiration behind launching this?
So interesting. It was actually a coaching program that I did, put on by Shanda Sumter, an amazing life and business strategist. If any of you don't know her, she's based out of San Diego. And she taught us how to create a virtual, what they call virtual summit. And I did an interview series. It was called Corporate to Entrepreneur. And it was really to learn from people that have made the transition that you were looking to make yourself. So basically from there, I just fell in love with the process. And I had also met Adam by that time. I had been a contributor to one of his books. And we just started talking about the idea of a podcast being a great marketing tool, almost a, you know, a virtual business card. But more importantly, there's so many people with amazing stories of transition that I love to learn from. I've been just blessed with the desire and passion for knowing people my whole life. And I love to hear their life stories. And it helps me in my process. I know that if one person can do it, then someone else can do it. And so every story is inspiring me. It's people that I think have a great message to share with others that can help even just one person. We've done what we wanted to accomplish in the process. And I also love to help other people promote their business. So it's a great tool for that as well.
So I have to ask, now that you're done, the podcast is launched, you got some episodes out there, like, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel after that?
I honestly had to pinch myself. I was telling Adam earlier, I mean, if someone told me 2.5 years ago, I was at my company for almost 23 years, by the way. So I did not make this move into entrepreneurship lightly. I was very methodical about it. And I think some people, they don't make that risk, that risky move, because they're afraid. And I guess my comments around what do I know now is that there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. I simply used the skills that I already had for 23 years, and I applied it to my own business. And there's an amazing community of people that are helping me do that. The power of association, like Adam and his colleagues and all of the people that I've met through his wonderful, you know, book series that he has. There's just so many people that want to help you. I think people have kind of lost the art of asking for help, in my opinion. And I just couldn't be more thrilled. Every conversation, I don't even feel like I'm working. I just feel like I'm having fun and, you know, supporting my business and growing it, as you know, at the same time.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So I want to give, because I've listened to your shows and I think they're really special. I suggest everybody listening has to go and at least listen to the first episode where Lisa tees up the podcast and tells a little bit more about her story and how she got started. I mean, you'll be hooked after that first episode, I promise. But I do want to give the audience just kind of a feel for the flavor of the overall content. So I'm going to ask you a very unfair loaded question, Lisa, but tell us like one of your favorite episodes, like, or moments in one of the episodes. So it's like asking you to choose between all your little your favorite podcast friends and like all this. I know it's not the nicest question, but I do want people to know, like, share a story from your podcast that just moved you and you're like, oh man, like, I love doing this.
Oh yeah, I just did it last week, so it was awesome. Because one thing that you should know about me, I'm a bit technically challenged, so some of this process has been a learning curve for me. And I had a guest that came on. Her name's Miss Sandra Evans. So her episode will be airing in the next couple of weeks. And we got online and we could not hear each other. We troubleshooted. I mean, we got off and online, you know, forever. Anyways. Finally, we persevered and we got on, and we had the most amazing conversation. This woman was in corporate for 40 years, and she got what she calls her golden handshake, which I just love that. And she teaches about, she's doing something really special. In fact, Adam, I think I want to connect you with her because I think you guys could create something together. She's basically helping people get their business. She focuses on small business owners. She's helping them get their business on television. And she's using, you know, streaming media and things like that. And so I learned something that I've never even thought about. It's very affordable for small business owners. But more importantly, it was the nature of our conversation, because we found out very quickly that we both are very strong believers. Jesus is my compass in my life. I'm not a, you know, Bible preacher, but I always tell my listeners, you know, I hope you believe something out there, something that's good, that has a good plan for your life. My lens that I look at things is I believe in Jesus. And we immediately found that connection with one another. And we just, you know, we were like, boy, the devil tried to take over today, you know, because that conversation, we knew there was something special that was going to become of it. And so it was amazing. And she has this concept, it's called, what is your blue rose moment? You know, she talks about a lot of people, you know, they get red roses, they get yellow roses, but, you know, sometimes you get a rose, but it's a blue rose, and it may not be the gift that you're expecting it to be, but it's your rose and it was created specifically for you. So I would so encourage people to tune into that episode and to check out Sandra's, what she does for small businesses, because it's amazing. So yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. And like I said, for everybody listening, you definitely want to go listen to these episodes because it's great content. It's inspiring. I mean, I enjoy listening to it. I know you will too. And Lisa, you know, when you and I get talking, we can talk all day, but we're about out of time on this one. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about what you're doing over at Lisa Williams Co., or they want to listen to the podcast or connect, if you have upcoming events or anything else, I mean, how do people connect with you?
Yeah, so definitely go to lisawilliamsco.com. We have a couple of really wonderful events coming up. I am launching a new, what I call Wealth-Minded Women October coaching cohort. We're going to be meeting every Friday at 12 noon Pacific, and it's a series focused on helping women, like I just described, although dudes are invited as well. There are a couple dudes that are joining us that are looking to grow their mindset. They may already have a business, but they just want to expand further, or they really, truly want to create a business. And they're going to be on a guided tour of our Perfect Side Gigs program, which was my original program I created about a year ago. We also have, and it's not too late. There's going to be recordings. So if they want to come in, you know, after the program starts, they'll totally be able to catch that. I also have a wonderful event. I'm a co-creation I'm part of with Ms. Sharon Lester, considered one of the most prominent, you know, leaders in financial education in our country. And that's called Assets Are Sexy. And it's going to be really fun. It's a complimentary event. It starts on November 6th. So for those that are looking to grow their mindset, have the power of influence of amazing, you know, world-class leaders and speakers and coaches and business builders, that would be a wonderful event to attend. And we always are adding new content on our platform as well. So they can always tune in there. I would love for them to also join our newsletter. I send out a weekly newsletter called Inspiration in Your Pocket for a little uplift during the week. And I always highlight my guest for the podcast that week on that newsletter as well.
Fantastic. Well, Lisa, what's that website again? Because I want everybody to go check it out and to listen to the podcast.
Sure. It's lisawilliamsco.com.
Fantastic. Yes, everybody go check out lisawilliamsco.com and check out the podcast, check out the events, and definitely plug into what Lisa's doing. You will not be disappointed. And to the audience, as always, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. If you're here and a first-time listener, we want you to listen to some more episodes. So definitely hit that subscribe button so you get updates when we release new ones. And if you're on YouTube, same thing. And leave us some comments on if you're watching us on YouTube. We love to answer some questions and keep the conversation going in the YouTube community. And Lisa, as always, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Appreciate all you do, and thanks again for coming back on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adam.